ओम शांति। I think we had a you all had attended the question answer session we had the other day. Many of you had attended that. Okay. So should we do it like this also again? Question answer session would be better, or you want me to talk something about diet otherwise? Okay, I'll start like that, and then you can ask questions wherever you feel like asking. Okay. In general, if we talk about diet, it is that how it is connected to health. If we say what is health, health can be not just absence of disease. That we don't have any disease is not health only. It is also the well-being, the overall well-being, physical, mental and social. That day Dr. Nikhil was also there. He is a psychiatrist in our hospital. So he was talking about the mental health. But all these are related to diet in such a way that so many, the food we eat provides us with certain nutrients which are required for good health. So what happens is, whatever we eat, our body is made up of that. And also the vibrations. It is said that whosoever is making the food, the vibrations, the mental state of that person affects the food that is being cooked. According to many researches, this has been found that the food that we eat, it affects our health not only in a general sense, but it prevents many diseases as such. So the food we eat is made up of many nutrients, like we spoke that day about. So many people ask me whether they should be, you know, when they change from non-vegetarian to a vegetarian diet, how they should, you know, how will they get enough proteins and iron and calcium. These are the main concern that they show, that they ask about, that will they be able to get enough proteins from the food they are eating, and enough iron. So what I normally say is that whatever food the living organisms in this world get, they get it from the plant sources. The plant sources are the main sources of food for all living organisms, because only green plants have the capacity to manufacture their own food. Rest, all living organisms in this world depend on the green plants directly or indirectly for food. Okay, so for convenience, the food has been divided into five major groups, and if these five major groups are included in our daily routine, then the diet can be said to be a balanced diet. A balanced diet is required to maintain our health, and the physical health, the mental health, the social health and the spiritual health. These five food groups are the cereals, basically all the rice, potato, all these cereals come under this. Then wheat products, that also come under the cereals. Then pulses and legumes, beans, peas, all the kinds of dals that Indians cook, all those come under this. Then fruits and vegetables. All the fruits and vegetables except potatoes and roots. Any vegetable that is a root vegetable does not come under fruits and the vegetables. And milk and milk products, and also soya products, because these days many people are allergic to the milk, the lactose in the milk they are allergic to, so they can have soya products as well. So yogurt, cottage cheese and milk itself, that comes under this. Or in place of that, soya milk or tofu can also be taken. Then last group is fats and sugars. All kinds of fats, cream, butter, oils, all kinds of oils, olive oil and groundnut oil and soya oil and corn oil, all these vegetables oil come under this fats and sugars. And all kinds of sugars, the sweet we use to make sweets, the sugar we make sweets with, the jams and the jellies, all these come under this food group. Basically, after a certain age, after we are adults, we do not grow. So, if we are a growing age has we have completed that age when the growing stops, then we need not take many nutrients. Like milk and milk products are not required in a great quantity. During the growing age, milk and milk products are required in higher quantity as compared to what they are required when we have already grown up. Vegetables and fruits are said to be preventive and protective foods. They provide us with fiber. And fiber is one of the nutrients that is not digested by the body, but it helps to clean the GI tract, keep the GI tract clean. If the GI tract is clean and clear, water and fiber are required to clean and clear the GI tract. If the GI tract is clean and clear, then the food that is eaten on the next meal, that would be the enzymes that are released in the GI tract would be able to react on that food properly, and the food will be digested in a proper manner. If the food is not digested, then there are so many problems, constipation, indigestion, and even cancer can, it can lead to all these diseases. So the fiber in fruits and vegetables helps in the prevention of all the diseases, most of the diseases. And also water is very important. 2 to 3 liters of water per day is required. That is 12 to 15 glasses of water per day is required. And 20 to 25 grams of fiber is required per day by each individual. That means 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables, meaning 500 to 750 grams of fruits and vegetables per day is required. And as far as possible, the vegetables should not be too cooked, overcooked. They should not be overcooked. They should be fresh or boiled. So and the cereal should be whole. Whole grains should be used that contain the bran, the husk, so that like brown rice, and rather than white flour, if we use wheat flour, whole wheat flour for the bread, the pastas and all, then it is better. It improves the digestion. It helps in cleaning the GI tract and prevents many diseases. Then fruits and vegetables also have certain antioxidants. Antioxidants are those nutrients. What happens is when we eat any kind of food, when it is digested, it is absorbed inside the body and metabolized to different substances which can be utilized by the body. During metabolization, there are certain toxic substances that are produced in the body, and these toxic substances are called free radicals. They require to be taken out of the body. So to take these toxins out of the body, we require certain nutrients from outside. So these nutrients are called antioxidants, and these antioxidants help to take these toxins out of the body. If these toxins are not taken out of the body, then they can cause many diseases. So it is for that purpose, fruits and vegetables should be taken in large quantities. Then again, sprouts. Many places we don't get fresh vegetables. So in those places, if we can, the legumes and the pulses can be sprouted, then they act as fresh vegetables. They provide fiber, they provide vitamin C, they provide all the antioxidants and vitamin E required by the body. Then after a certain age, we require very little amount of fat, sugar and salt. Why? Because they provide us with calories. And after a certain age, when the body, after it has stopped growing, it starts utilizing the calories at a lower level. The more the calories, the more they are stored in the body. Our body has a fat layer beneath the skin layer, from head to toe. So what happens is any extra calorie that we are eating gets stored in the body, and it can lead to overweight or obesity. Any weight that is above that is about 5 kgs above the normal level is overweight, and anything that is between 5 and 10 kgs is overweight. Above 10 kgs is obesity. Okay, and obesity, I have seen many people complaining that they don't eat much, but they still gain weight. It is not because we are not eating enough, but we are not eating properly as well at the required times. We need to eat at regular intervals. If we are, if we remain hungry, we skip meals also, we are not going to lose weight. What happens is, if we are skipping meals, then the body tends to adjust itself to the lower number of calories that we are consuming, and the BMR, that is the basal metabolic rate at which the body utilizes those calories, it reduces. And what happens is, even if we are taking less calories, then the body will store those calories thinking that maybe I may not get enough nutrients the next meal. So it is better to store and use it later. And all the calories that are there in the body that are stored in the form of fat, because body cannot store carbohydrates or proteins, it has to store it in the form of fat. So rather than getting good nutrients, what happens is we tend to gain weight. Most of the times what happens is we take concentrated sources of energy. Concentrated sources of energy, I mean refined foods, sugars, sweets, anything that is made in fat or oil, potatoes, rice, that is pure starch, that contains less of fiber, juices. It is always better to eat fruits, to take plenty of vegetables whenever we are eating pastas, bread, rice, pizzas, burgers. Along with that, it is always good to take plenty of vegetables. I was talking about a balanced diet. I told you about the five food groups. If these five food groups are present in the required amount of vegetables and fruits, maximum quantity of vegetables and fruits, then cereals, then pulses, then milk and milk products. Milk, about 300-350 ml of milk per day for an adult is more than sufficient. Not more than that is required. For pulses, two servings, that is approximately 50 grams of pulses per day is more than sufficient for an adult. Then cereals, about 120 to 240 grams of cereal is more than sufficient. That means about 6 pieces of bread, 2 each meal, breakfast, lunch and dinner. That is more than sufficient. Okay? Or if one is eating rice, then one half a plate of rice at one meal is more than sufficient. Okay? And it is always better to eat fruits between the meals rather than with the food, because fruit gets digested within 30 minutes of our eating it. Maximum 30 minutes it takes to digest the fruits, but any other food that we eat takes about 3-3.5 hours to get digested. So it is better to eat fruit separately, and after eating fruit, it is better not to eat anything for next 30 minutes, and to eat only after 30 minutes, whatever is required. And I was saying that we should eat at regular intervals, and those regular intervals means that at least every 4 hours we must eat something. That means 3 main meals, breakfast, lunch and dinner, one must not skip, and then some in-betweens. And these in-betweens could be salads, sprouts or fresh fruits, or maybe anything that has high fiber content. Like in India we get roasted chanas. I don't know if anything, then roasted soya are available outside. So that can be taken, or boiled vegetables or soups. Those are the things that can be taken during that time in between the meals, so that we don't have to cook. And fresh things can be taken, and that is high fiber. Okay? That's the basic thing that I think we all need to know, but if anybody wants to ask any questions, you can take that mic.
The question about children. What about if the child has a lactose deficiency? So he can't eat a lot of milk products, and we heard that soya not to exaggerate with children. And the second question is the child that doesn't eat legumes at all, and only he gets only his protein from the milk products, but he doesn't get any other vitamins or proteins. Yes.
Sometimes, you know, children tend not to eat legumes. So it is better to give them nuts and oil seeds also. We can give them nuts, plenty of nuts. And as you said that lactose intolerance is there, then what can be done is yogurt is something that can be given to these children. Because it is a pre-digested food. So anybody who has lactose intolerance, lactase enzyme in, deficiency, then that person can have yogurt. If you don't want to give them soya products, then it is all right to give yogurt. Is it okay? Even if you boil and make custard or pudding or anything, that would not be good enough. It is always good to make yogurt, fruit yogurt or something like that you can give, so that, you know, they get enough proteins also, plus vitamins. And if the child does not eat these legumes and all, beans and peas kinds, what you can do, another thing you can do is you can grind them and mix them with the dough and make something out of that. He doesn't eat. Okay, you can give him nuts. Okay. Yes, please.
This is just a question from your panel discussion the other night. I remember you talking about the benefits of brown rice, brown bread, granary bread. And I was thinking, we don't get brown bread and brown rice here. So I was interested to ask you what your opinion of our menu here in Gyansarovere is.
You are here for a short time, so it is all right. But back home, you can use brown rice and brown bread. It has all the B-complex vitamin gets destroyed while milling and polishing the rice. So, yes, we can suggest to people here in Gyansarovere, they can give brown rice.
Start up a movement between us, shall we?
Thank you. You said we need water of 12 to 14
12
glasses.
12 to 15 glasses per day.
There are many days I don't drink at all. I mean, what I'm saying is people, a lot of people don't, they don't like water and they don't drink water at all. So this is absolutely essential, or the foods already, if they eat plenty of vegetables and fruits, I suppose, how much of it comes out of other sources than directly. And the second small question is cholesterol. I had a question about cholesterol. How important is cholesterol? And it's checked up regularly, because there's a little bit of controversy about, you know. And there are people whose cholesterol is perfect and whose blood pressure is not high and all that. And one fine morning, they get a beautiful heart attack, they die. So how does that happen?
First question was about water. If someone is eating about 500 to 750 grams of vegetables and fruits, which includes 250 to 300 grams fresh fruits and vegetables, then it is all right to drink 8 glasses of water per day. But you have to drink water, because the body loses water per day, and our blood circulates, that needs water. Every cell in our body has water. There are so many reactions that are taking place inside each and every cell of our body, and each and every reaction requires water. So if we do not drink sufficient water, that water, of course we get water from whatever we are eating, but that is not sufficient. So we need to drink water. We can have lemon water, we can have soups, we can have coconut water, we can have sometimes squashes. But it is better to drink plenty of liquids. Tea and coffee, we cannot count in water, because tea and coffee contain caffeine and nicotine, which need to be taken out of the body. And for that, if we are consuming one cup of tea, then approximately two cups of water goes out to throw away that caffeine and tannin and nicotine. So we cannot consider the soft drinks, tea and coffee as a source of water. Okay? So minimum 8 glasses, even if you are eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, is required. Okay? And second question was cholesterol. Cholesterol is a kind of fat. Our body synthesizes that cholesterol from whatever fats we are eating. Whatever we are eating, even if we are not eating fats, from carbohydrates, it synthesizes cholesterol. Cholesterol is required for the normal functioning of many organs, including liver. It is required for the bile, which is an enzyme required for the digestion of fats. Cholesterol is required for the integrity of the skin. For proper brain functioning, it is required. Okay? Cholesterol, if we are eating plenty of refined foods, like I said the other day, then they get converted into fat and further into cholesterol. Because refined foods do not have fiber which can control their digestion. They remain in the intestine for a longer time and are converted into cholesterol inside the intestinal lumen itself. If we are eating plenty of saturated fats, that is butter, whole fat milk, then that can also, that is saturated, and plenty of nuts, then they can, that fat can get converted into cholesterol inside the body. Okay. Heart attack, there are many other reasons for heart attack other than high BP and cholesterol. There are triglyceride levels. Then heart attack, why it comes is when sufficient oxygen or blood supply is not there to the heart muscle. So it just fails to pump blood and it stops because it is not getting sufficient oxygen or blood supply, nutrients. So there could be many other reasons other than a high cholesterol level or BP, which can lead to heart attack. It's not only these two factors that lead to heart attack. Okay? Yes, sister.
Om Shanti. Two questions. The first one, when you cannot gain weight, what does it mean? And second, I have back pain since very long time, and it has been reinforced by a car accident, and so muscles are, since more than 1 year, muscles are always tense, and also inflammation in nerves. So how can I help the process, the healing process? Thank you.
If one has more weight or less weight than required, there can be many reasons. There could be hormonal reasons. There could be digestive reasons that, digestive system is not functioning properly. You may be eating properly, but the body is not able to absorb or digest or utilize whatever you are eating. Okay? So that is why it's not what we eat, but how much, when, and whether our body is able to process that is also important. How much the body takes in is more important as compared to what we are eating. Okay. So, normally people who are not able to gain weight, their BMR is very high. That means BMR is basal metabolic rate. That means whatever they are eating is burned very fast. And the body is able to, burn everything, whatever they are eating, in a very fast rate. So they are unable to store anything. Okay. So for that, first thing is that you should eat at regular intervals. Do not miss any meals. Drink plenty of water. Exercise regularly. Okay. And do not skip breakfast any time. Must eat breakfast every day. Okay, because already, if suppose somebody is eating dinner by 8 and next day morning at 8 the person takes breakfast, that means already 12 hours have gone by before we take a meal, and 3.5 hours it takes for a meal to get digested. So we have already gone way beyond the time limit after which we should be eating. So not that we should eat, get up and eat at night, but then after breakfast we must take. And it has been seen that our body activity is much better, brain and body activity is much better if we are eating breakfast. And body utilizes foods much better if we are eating breakfast. Okay, and if you want to gain weight, and if there is no hormonal imbalance, then best thing is in the morning take milk and bananas and dates. Dates. Palm, from the palm. Okay. And for your muscles, you were asking, you need some amount of protein, number one. Number two, you also need some fat and vitamin E for relaxing the muscles. For that, I would suggest that you should take 5 almonds, 2 walnuts, soaked overnight, early in the morning. 5 almonds, 2 walnuts, soaked overnight and taken early in the morning. Okay, on empty stomach. Okay, that would provide you with plenty of vitamin E. And breakfast, and you know, before going to the Murli class, you can have a banana shake or you can have milk and dates, something of that sort. And then after the class, some breakfast, cereal and sprouts, or maybe just sprouts. Okay, so what we this way, what we are doing is we are taking limited quantity at one given time so that the body is able to process it by the time the next food goes in, and able to utilize whatever is. When we are eating concentrated meals, then body is not able to utilize it properly. So we should eat small and frequently. If that is possible, I don't know your routine, but if that is possible, then small meals at regular intervals, every 2-3 hours, would be the best option for you. Okay?
What breakfast, how much do you recommend for breakfast for a normal person? And you said about bananas, but they say among all the fruits, the bananas, they put on the most weight.
Yeah, she asked. Mm. She wanted to put on weight.
So,
that is why I told her to eat bananas.
And fruits. We've always been having fruits after dinner, after lunch. But why all this suddenly the fruits in between?
Okay. This is, you know what happens is people keep on researching on things and then, you know, suddenly they find something. So after a lot of research, it has been found that fruits take just 30 minutes to get digested. And if we are eating it after dinner, this GI tract, the food pipe, is a one-way process. It's a one-way road kind. So if we are eating a meal that takes about 3-3.5 hours to digest, and by the time the fruits reach the digestion process, they are already too much fermented, and that can lead to acidity, gastritis. Rather than giving any help, they would become a burden to the digestive system. Secondly, the fruits provide with lot of enzymes that are good for digestion. If we are eating it pre-meal, then you know the food we are eating at the meal time would be better digested. Okay, and any normal person our age group should always take a cereal and a fruit, or cereal and a fresh sprouts, a bowl of fresh sprouts with salads, or and a cereal, or cereal and fruit. Fruit can be eaten before the breakfast, and then the cereal can be taken. Sorry? Cereal, bread is a cereal made out of wheat. Okay? Bread is made out of wheat, so that is a kind of cereal. Okay? So, one cereal and sprouts is quite sufficient. Or cereal and milk. Cereal and milk, most of us take cereal and milk, that's best. Yes, it's all right. Low fat milk. Yes, of course, at our age we should always try and take low fat, less than 2% fat milk. Double toned or skimmed, whatever we call it, it's low fat milk. Okay? 300 to 350 ml per day. So if you are taking tea twice, then about 250 ml of milk, at 200 ml of milk at breakfast, that's one standard cup full of milk, or one bowl of milk. Okay? Yes, sister.
Om Chandi, I would like to ask a question about calcium, and I know it will be very interesting for many ladies here today, because some of us have osteoporosis, which we didn't know before, and as well as taking calcium supplements, glucosamine, doctors also recommending high calcium intake. So could you, as well as milk, just give some calcium? Thank you.
Milk and milk products, soya, all the legumes and pulses, nuts, all these contain plenty of calcium. Okay? Green leafy vegetables also contain calcium. And skim milk powder, if we can make yogurt out of skim milk powder, then it contains quite a lot of calcium. Okay? And the calcium, to absorb calcium, it is said that there are certain other minerals are required, like zinc and magnesium, that are present in milk already and in soya. So it is always better to take in the dietary form, the calcium in the dietary form, rather than the tablets. Because yesterday only I was reading that these supplements, the tablets that people are taking, it has not been, they have not been able to see them being digested or absorbed properly by the body. So it is always better to take it in dietary, in the food, rather than in, so milk and milk products, legumes and pulses and nuts and oil seeds also to a certain extent, like mustard seeds and flax seeds and sunflower seeds, all these contain plenty. And sprouts, if we can have sprouts once a day, we can have beans or peas, green leafy vegetables, twice, like 350 ml of milk we are taking. I'm sure we'll get sufficient quantity of calcium. Okay?
Shanti, somebody was telling me to translate this one. If a child has atopic eczema, what would she avoid?
Atopic eczema. Actually, eczema is basically a skin disease. Okay, so actually, I have seen many a times this can be avoided if spices, fried foods, and salt can be avoided. These are the basic three things that cause itching and aggravate eczema and any kind of skin problems. So spices of all kinds, spices and condiments as well. Anything that is, you know, a little hot and this thing should be avoided. Salt should be used to a lesser extent. And thirdly, fried foods. And too many sweets also need to be avoided at this time.
Hello, you spoke about triglycerides. I thought we eat a lot of choli and sweet choli. How do we bring down the triglycerides?
Well, that day also I said if we can just have fruits and some, you know, nuts for choli rather than, you know, too many sweet cholis, then I'm sure we'll be able to. But there is another way. What we can do is we can eat choli in the morning, and throughout the day we eat plenty of vegetables, so that, you know, the fiber in that can reduce the triglycerides in the body. Vegetables and fruits, if we are eating in plenty, then definitely the triglycerides level would not come. She wants to know about people who want to lose weight. I spoke about the five food groups, and that was specific in the sense that people who want to lose weight should eat more and more of fruits and vegetables. Less of cereals, lesser quantity of pulses, still less of milk, and avoid fats and sugars. Okay, that means if our breakfast has cereal and a fruit, or rather I should say a fruit and a cereal, because fruit is to be taken 15-20 minutes before we eat the cereal, then cereal and sprouts, then at about, say about 11-11:30 midday, somebody can have plenty of fruits. Lunchtime, noontime, they can have about two units of cereals. That is about two slices of brown bread or a bowl of brown rice, along with plenty of salads, plenty of boiled vegetables or lightly cooked vegetables, which have been cooked either in olive oil or soya oil, and a bowl of yogurt or beans or peas. Okay, evening tea and a bran biscuit or what else during that time? Cream crackers, say. Two cream crackers. The dinner, before dinner, one can take a bowl full of soup with plenty of boiled vegetables. We should not, you know, use the packaged soups. It is better always to have fresh soup. And, you know, the best part in fresh soups is that that can be used for 3 days. It won't lose it. We can freeze it and use it again. Boil it, freeze it and use it again, and it won't lose much of its nutrients. If we are just boiling it, pressure cooking the vegetables in water. Don't add salt. Add salt only after reheating it. And then we'll not lose many nutrients. Drink that soup and then at dinner only cereal and vegetables. No pulses and no milk products, no beans and legumes. Yogurt at lunchtime, and can have a cup of milk at night if one has not had cereal with milk, or one is not able to have yogurt at lunchtime. Then one can have milk at night. Okay, once a day. Is it clear, sister? You want to know something more about it? And then, yes, an exercise is also required. You know what happens is, with exercise we improve our BMR. BMR is the rate at which we utilize the energy that we are consuming. If we increase the BMR, then even if we are consuming a little more here and there, then we are able to utilize that. And for one time, if we are exercising 30 minutes, the BMR that it raises is sufficient for next 24 hours. And next 24 hours again, if we are at 25th hour we are exercising, then again for next 24 hours. If we are continuously, regularly exercising, then we can improve our BMR. Okay? Yes, brother.
Is it documented how much nutrients we lose because of the microwave cooking? And another is some tips on refrigeration of the foods and the cooked foods.
Recently only I came across a research finding that says that during microwaving we lose from about 40-60% of the nutrients, and especially minerals and water soluble vitamins. These water soluble vitamins and minerals are the most important things for the digestion of the food. Whatever we are eating needs to be digested by the body and utilized by the body. For that, these minerals and vitamins are required. So if we are losing these minerals and vitamins during cooking, then of course we are not utilizing whatever we are eating properly. Okay? Then secondly, reheat in a microwave. If the microwave is being used from anywhere between 2 to 5 minutes, we are losing 40% of the nutrients. Okay? More than that means 60% of the nutrients are gone. Okay. Because it is a dry process. In roasting also we are losing many nutrients. Water soluble nutrients especially when we are dry roasting. Okay. Baking, dry roasting. But microwaving, maximum quantity we are losing. Okay. The other question was about refrigeration. long-term refrigeration, definitely we are losing. 1 or 2 days, it's all right. But more than that, if you know, we are cooking and deep freezing things, keeping it in deep freezer for, you know, say 7 days, 15 days, I don't know how long. But more anything more than 3 days, it's, you know, and there is another thing, we are losing, not only losing nutrients, but when we thaw the food, you know, it tends to bring in more microorganisms, which destroy the nutrients more than, you know, we can get from the food. So there are many toxins that develop. Okay, and sometimes, you know, what happens is we keep food in the deep freezer in large quantities. We keep taking it out, then putting it back. That's the worst we can do. Either even if we have to deep freeze things, we should, dole it out in smaller quantities and deep freeze in smaller in smaller bowls or boxes or that way, so that we take out the required quantity and don't put it back. We don't need to put it back. So we use it. Once we take that quantity out, we use it. Even then, we should, you know, avoid using it for a very long time. More than 5 days, I don't think, because it of course, you know, develops many microorganisms even inside the deep freezer. Viruses are things that can remain dormant throughout, and then, you know, once you take them out, heat them, thaw them, heat them, definitely they will, you know. Animal product, milk and milk products, anything that contain milk and milk products would. Anything that contain cream, anything that contains vegetables that have not been heated to a certain degree. And if we are heating it, destroy the microorganisms, then the nutrients are already destroyed. So it is always better to, you know, eat, whenever possible, eat fresh. Yes, sister.
Om Shanti. It's about the soya products. I've read the articles. I don't know how well researched they are, about soya products containing estrogen-like qualities. And women who are coming to the menopausal age or above, and it decreases their thyroid hormones.
Yes. I know this is very true, that soya and soya products and cabbage, they are the two things that are very good for women who are at this age, menopausal age. Very good. They have estrogen hormone-like qualities, both of these products, cabbage as well as soya products. And if we are taking sufficient quantity of soya milk as well as tofu, in the form of tofu, or soya oil also, then the triglyceride levels reduce, the thyroid functioning improves, that improves the BMR, that means utilization of the energy inside the body, so women do not gain weight. And thirdly, soya contains plenty of calcium also. So if a person at this age is taking soya products, then it is very beneficial. But there is one thing that is required, either that soya should be roasted before using, or it should be cooked, because without roasting, the protein and the other minerals are not available to the, without cooking, they are not available. You know, sometimes what people soak, sprout, that is not a very good thing to do. It is better to roast and then, you know, okay. Well, salads, though, you can eat as much as you want to. Sprouts, once a day, one bowl is sufficient. That's approximately 30 grams of pulses. Fruits, as much as you like. Leave aside banana, grapes, mango, and sapota wherever it is available. Because they contain plenty of calories. Okay, each gram of banana, grapes and mango provides more than one calorie per gram. That means 100 grams means more than 100 calories. And mangoes, they contain approximately, you know, in one mango, it's approximately 350 calories per mango. Approximately. Okay, so that means if you are taking two chapatis, one katori of dal and one bowl of vegetables, this is approximately 450 calories. So if you are eating one mango, you can understand. Yes, brother. Omsha. No, not salted and roasted. Not salted and roasted. Salt has to be reduced.
About chana
is good. Roasted chana is good.
Roasted and salted.
Not salted. Anything that is salted is to be avoided. Okay. We have to take less salt after this. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is always better to soak the nuts because they contain plenty of fat. After soaking, the fat content is reduced and it is converted into vitamin A and vitamin E, which work as antioxidants in the body. So, you know, even if we have high cholesterol levels, they can bring cholesterol levels down. Okay? And they are very good for brain functioning, this vitamin E and vitamin A. So, soaking improves the quality of nuts. Because we do not, after a certain age, we do not need so many calories. Okay?
They said bile helps in the digestion of fats.
Yes.
If your bile duct is removed. How do you, bile duct is removed.
Hmm.
How do you get rid of the fat?
Yes, okay. You know, bile definitely helps in digestion of fat, but there are other enzymes also. There are lipases, pancreatic lipases, which also help in digestion of fat. But once if the bile duct is removed, all the people have had cholecystectomy, that means gallbladder is removed at times. So that time it is better to take cream, fat in the form of white butter or cream, okay, because that contains medium chain triglycerides which are easily digested without the help of the bile also. So white butter or cream, it is better to cook in that, or olive oil. Three things are all right, okay. And definitely you have to eat less fat. Any food that is fried or that contains too much of fat has to be avoided. You have to eat more of boiled fruits, fresh foods. All foods that have been fried have to be avoided. Okay? Sorry? It is best taken early in the morning. Empty stomach. It is best to take them early in the morning. They give the best results. You can take them any time, but the best results we get early in the morning. Okay? Raw. Not canned, please. If you are taking also, don't take canned nuts. Because they put so many things to process them, to store them. So it is always better to take fresh nuts, okay? And those nuts you can take any time during the day. At midday meal also you can take with evening tea. But it is best to take a very limited quantity of nuts because they all contain plenty of fat. Plenty of fat. Okay?
Om Shanti.
I believe
some nutrition deficiencies can cause drowsiness or sleepiness. Is that right? So what are they and how can we avoid it? Another one is, do you recommend vitamin supplements?
There is one nutrient important to that is iron. Okay, if we do not have sufficient iron, that means we have lack of hemoglobin in the body. Lack of hemoglobin means not sufficient oxygen is being carried to the brain. Okay, if not sufficient oxygen is being carried to the brain, then we feel drowsy. And that can happen even after a meal. Many people say we feel drowsy after a meal. It is because all the blood supply, maximum blood supply in the body is towards the digestive system, the stomach and the intestines. So at that time, brain is getting limited supply of blood and oxygen. So we feel drowsy. Because when we are sleeping, we need less oxygen. So if somebody feels lethargic when they get up, they don't feel very fresh, they feel drowsy, they feel, you know, sleepy most of the time. That is lack of hemoglobin and low iron intake. So for iron, you can have soya is good, then nuts are good, then green leafy vegetables are good, dates are good. These things you can take. Sorry? Dates. Dates are sweet. Sugar what? Yeah, sugar is made from dates also, but they have iron. For people who have less iron in their body, low hemoglobin, they can take dates. It is all right. Okay? Vitamin B12. You know, milk products contain B12. So if somebody is taking sufficient quantities of milk and milk products, they will give you B12.
Yes.
Any milk. Any, even buffalo and cow's milk. It is not, B12 is not found in vegetable, not a vegetable origin food.
This is a question about snoring.
You this are asking a wrong person. You should ask Dr. Nikhil about snoring.
Oh, it's not a medical problem?
It's a medical problem, but not related to nutrition.
Oh, I see. What you eat and eat doesn't matter. You snore.
yeah, that's, different kind of a problem.
Okay, second. Now we are talking strictly in the medical terms, but there have been cases where people have survived, eaten and eaten only one or two items in life, and for many, many years or months, they feel very good. My own father, just sometimes for 3-4 months, would just eat papaya and milk, just two items. And so what I'm saying is that on a spiritual level, is it possible that in the newspapers there was an article where somebody had not eaten for 68 years.
And he just thinks that I'm a green plant.
Right. So what happens to all these needs?
Milk is a complete food. Small children also survive on milk for so long. Okay. So if somebody is taking milk and fruits, that's quite sufficient. But it should be taken in sufficient quantities. It has to be taken in sufficient quantities for our body functions to go properly. Okay? So it is all right to take fruits and milk, but in proper quantities. I haven't met him, I haven't seen anything, I haven't analyzed, I haven't researched anything on that. So I am not the right person to comment anything on that. Okay? 30 minutes before dinner or lunch. Okay? Sorry? Seaweed. Seaweeds, why seaweeds were introduced? Number one, seaweeds were introduced because people were not consuming sufficient proteins. But if we are consuming sufficient proteins, then we do not require to eat any kind of seaweed. Seaweeds contain plenty of proteins. If we are consuming plenty of proteins otherwise, we do not need to take seaweeds. Okay? Mushrooms, it's best to just, lightly cook them. If we overcook them, then definitely they lose all their nutrients. They're very delicate food. Okay? Olive oil is good enough. And soya, corn, these oils can be used. Sorry? Canola oil. Alright. But it is better to use olive oil or soya oil. Yes, soya oil? No, if you use soya, is all right? Soya is all right, okay? Even sunflower oil, that is it. Okay. Yeah, you can cook in olive oil. Last question? Do we have any other questions? One. Sorry? Supplements, okay, yes. If we are eating properly, we do not need supplements at all. If we are... Sorry, Because for calcium also I said it is not utilized by the body. If it is, you know, we need a combination of nutrients for them to be utilized by the body. We need a combination. It's not just one pill we are taking and it will not be absorbed or utilized by the body. We need a combination of nutrients. That is why every food is a combination of nutrients. It's not just one nutrient or two nutrients. That is why it is difficult to digest sugar, because it is just one nutrient and that is calories. Then same is with refined food. Whenever I have been saying please avoid refined food, that is white flour or self-raising flour, because it just contains calories. All the nutrients have been taken away from it. Okay? So supplements will not be utilized by the body. Only nutrients can be absorbed in groups. They need each other's help to be utilized. If we are eating properly, if we are taking sufficient food, then we do not need supplements at any age. Okay? If we do not have any disease that is hampering our digestion and absorption, then we do not need to take any supplements. And if we have any such problem which says absorption or digestion is involved, then even supplements would not be absorbed by the body, even if we are taking them also. Okay? They are wasted. Can sometimes be the coating that is there, the capsules that are there, there have been researches that have said that they are harmful. How far it is true, my personal knowledge does not.
My question is, what is the cause and how to avoid the frequent digestive problem and stomach bloating?
Best way to avoid digestive problem is to eat at regular intervals every day on the same time. I mean, you should not keep on changing your timings. You should eat on that at that particular time only. If you are eating your lunch every day at 1, then it should every day be at 1. I mean, sometimes once in a while, once in a month or 3 months, if you are not able to, then it is alright. But if you are eating one day 1 o'clock, the other day 3 o'clock, the next day at 11, then the digestive problem tends to arise. Then another is eat plenty of fiber, plenty of fruits and vegetables and whole grains. Then this digestive problem, constipation or diarrhea can be avoided. Okay? These are the and eating at regular intervals. Don't skip meals also. That is also important. Okay? Om Shanti.